Sustainability has become a buzzword when it comes to facing environmental challenges, but one researcher believes resilience is a better answer. For University of Wyoming Dean Mindy Benson, that means solving issues like pollution control, clean air, and acid rain with a more systematic approach that allows humans and nature to work together. She co-authored a book entitled The End of Sustainability about this new perspective. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim speaks with Dean Benson to learn more.
Let's start by talking about the core of your book, The End of Sustainability.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the core of the book is we're at a point right now where we have an opportunity to sort of rethink how we've been approaching environmental challenges. And one major way in which we've approached it in the past is based on a notion of separation, a notion that somehow humans are separate from nature. And so a lot of our environmental laws and policies have embedded within it what we call that nature-society binary. There's potential for a new approach that actually re-examines that and looks at the fact that there are no human relationships outside of natural relationships. And increasingly, there are no natural systems that don't have some type of human influence.
In your book's title, The End of Sustainability, you talk about how sustainability is kind of an outdated concept with this separation. And you highlight resilience as an alternative way to look at challenges. Can you talk more about that?
Resilience is a concept that means a lot of different things in different contexts. The way I'm using it here is in a way that invokes what we call systems theory, looking at both social and ecological processes as complex and dynamic systems that are interconnected, dynamic, ongoing change. Using resilience thinking is helpful in thinking about environmental challenges because it embraces the complexity of those challenges rather than trying to sort of narrow them down into like one type of concern or another. So for example, most of our environmental laws tend to focus on one type of problem at a time: air, water, species. A systems approach looks at the interlocking dynamics of all of those challenges and also recognizes that, you know, attempts to try and solve one problem can help create another problem in a different context.
Can you give an example of how resilience could be applied to a current policy and what that would look like?
Yeah, so a resilience perspective would really begin with trying to understand the system dynamics. What are the interactions that are happening? What are the different sort of major interlocking parts? And then backing out from there, there would be an opportunity to look at creative and innovative ways to take on solutions to those challenges. Rather than sort of identifying and sort of trying to isolate one problem at a time, you know, a resilience perspective instead tries to look at, understand the dynamics, and then kind of bring new thinking to ways of building the adaptive capacity needed within the system, rather than assuming that there's a problem to be solved.
So it would be companies as well that would embrace these techniques, right? Who could find system-based solutions?
Absolutely. And in fact, within the context of environmental law specifically, that's often what industry is asking for. You know, so they often will say, don't tell us what to do, tell us what you need, and let us figure out how to get there. And to some extent, we've done that with certain elements of environmental protection. So one example would be cap and trade initiatives with regard to acid rain pollution in the Northeast. You know, we used to have a really big problem associated with sulfur dioxide causing tree die-off and other types of concerns. And instead of coming up with a set, here's what needs to happen, there was instead put in place a system where industry could themselves identify the best and most efficient way to reduce that pollution. So in this case, the Environmental Protection Agency said, okay, well, here's the goal. We need to reduce the amount of sulfur dioxide coming out of this part of the country in order to maintain healthy lakes, healthy, you know, forests and that kind of thing. This is the reduction that we need to see. And then innovations came from industry as to how to meet that goal and how to make that possible.
What's one takeaway that you'd want readers to have from your book?
I think if there's one takeaway from the book is that past approaches to taking on environmental challenges have been about division. And the future of taking on environmental challenges is going to be about connection. To the extent to which we see ourselves as separate from and apart from nature and as some outside force doing things to nature, that assumption puts us in a position where we fail to acknowledge how connected we are to the natural world. And from that place of connection, I think we can come and do much more creative, thoughtful, meaningful, and collaborative ways of being.
That makes sense. Well, I think that's a good point to end on. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.